Welcome to Lugano Picos Uniting Online Church on the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, which is 5th of July 2020. I'm Ilung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Lance is going to read the Bible, Josiah to lead prayers for others. And as you see, there will be communion. In today's gospel reading, Jesus invites us by saying, "Come to me. Come to me if you are tired. Come to me if you carry burdens. Come and discover rest for your souls," Jesus invites us. Let us pray. Lord of peace and hope, we open our hearts to you this day. Be with us as we hear your words of inspiration and healing. Guide our hearts and spirits as we seek to be witness to your redeeming and reconciling love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us worship God by singing the first song, "Blessed Be Your Name."
Hello, I am Lance, and I am bringing the Bible reading today, which is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Thanks be to God.
In a stress management lecture, a lecturer raised a glass of water and asked the students, "How heavy do you think this glass of water is?" The students answered the various weights from 20 grams to 200 grams. The lecturer responded, "The absolute weight doesn't matter. What matters is how long you hold it. If I hold this glass of water for a minute, I would be okay. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my right arm. If I hold it for one day, you'll have to call an ambulance. The glass of water is the exact same weight, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it feels, and the more damage it can do to me." Focus of this Sunday is about sharing a burden based on Matthew 11:25-30. What burden are you carrying? What are some of the burdens in your life that weigh you down? Jesus invites you to come to him and leave your burdens at the foot of the cross and find rest for your souls. God never intended man to carry alone his or her own life's burdens. We'll find more about that later in my message. Matthew 11:28-30 is one of the greatest Bible verses in the New Testament. And it contains one of the most familiar passages, and most of us probably know it. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." For centuries, this passage has been used for comforting the grieving, encouraging the struggling, and giving hope when all else seems to have failed. We read it, we memorize it, we trust these words. come to me. It is a wonderful invitation from our Lord Himself. It is not only an invitation, it is also a promise. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The words themselves can ease our situation and enliven hope. Verse 28, the word labor literally means working to the point of absolute exhaustion. The word for heavy laden pictures a man laboring under a tremendous burden that is so heavy that he can no longer carry it. He's talking about the state of unrest. Everywhere you turn in the world in which you are living, you find unrest. There is international unrest, social, moral, and economical unrest. If you are tired of living on the edge or living on edge, if you are tired of a life that is nothing more than another day and another dollar, if you are tired of feeling that all you are doing is making time and taking space, if you are burdened down and beaten up, tired of your job, tired of your marriage, tired of your problems, tired of pain, guilt, or just tired of being tired, listen up and let Jesus show you how to make your day free from them. Now the key to living life to the fullest and making life joyful is found in three verbs in today's text. They are come, take, and learn. In those words lie the secret of how to make life to the full and more joyful. First, listen to what Jesus concerns. The first thing that Jesus says is so simple. He says simply, come to me. That is getting my presence. Listen to my voice. Hear my words. When you come to Jesus just as you are, He will give you all that He has, and all that He has will be all that you need. Now, when Jesus says, come to me, what He really means is you've got to turn your back on anything and everything that you might substitute for Him. You see, the reason why so many people are restless, tired, burnt out, on edge, frustrated and stressed, it's because they are looking for rest in all of the wrong places. There are some people who try to find peace and rest in pleasure, trying to find the rest that is just not there. Others try to find it in performance. Other people try to find it in position. Some people try to find it in possessions. They do all that they know to do, the best way they know how to do it, but still no real rest. If you are looking for rest and peace, contentment and satisfaction, I'll give you a shortcut by letting you know that you won't find it in pleasure, performance, position or possessions. You'll only find it in a person, Jesus Christ. It was Augustine who said, the soul is restless and it will not rest until it finds its rest in God. Second verb that shows the key point to make life to the full and more joyful is take. See verse 29. It says, take my yoke upon you. Now a yoke was a wooden bar that was especially made to fit around the neck and shoulders of an ox. The farmer would attach a harness to that yoke, and then the farmer could control that big ox and guide that ox anywhere he wanted him to go. The reason why Jesus used the yoke is because it was a symbol of submission. What Jesus is saying here is, if you want to find rest in this life, and you want to find peace in your heart, you've got to get under my authority and submit yourself totally to me. In a war, peace cannot come until one side surrenders to the other side. The same thing is true in life. If you haven't found out yet, you will soon. Life is a war. Everyone is a battle. You will not have real peace until you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. People think of surrender as being an act of defeat. But in life, surrender to Jesus Christ is the first step to victory. Jesus says, "Take my yoke." In other words, we are to take the same yoke that Jesus also took. Jesus is not asking us to do something he didn't do himself, because he voluntarily took on the yoke of his Father in heaven. Jesus said in John 8:29, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." John 6:38, he also said this, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." The only person who ever lived on this planet with perfect peace in his life from the time he was born to the time he died was Jesus Christ. The reason for that peace was he had put on the yoke of his heavenly Father and surrendered his will to the Father's will. If you are going to have peace and rest, and if you are going to smooth out the days of your life, you must live under the absolute control of Jesus Christ. The earlier you get under this yoke, the better, the happier, the more joyful and peaceful you will be. The third verb that shows the key point to make life to the full and more joyful is learn. Jesus tells us we are to learn from him. That phrase can also be translated as "learn of me." Even 2,000 years since he was raised from the dead, there is still so much on a daily basis we can learn from the life of Jesus. You think you carry a heavy load? From the day that Jesus Christ was born, he carried the weight of the entire world's immorality, sorrow, and suffering on his shoulders. Everywhere he went, people were standing in line crying out saying, "Touch me, bless me, heal me, hear me, and help me and teach me." But he never lost his peace and his patience. He was always cool, calm, and collected. That is why he can say, "If you come to me, I will give you rest." That word rest doesn't mean to just quit working. Do you know what the word literally means? It means to be refreshed. A life lived with Jesus, in Jesus, and for Jesus is shockingly refreshing. Life is a journey over water. Sometimes the water is still, sometimes the water is choppy, sometimes the water is smooth, sometimes the waves are rough. Some days it is nothing but sun, and some days it is nothing but storms. We all get weary in the fight, and when we do, you can go to the cross of Jesus and lay that cross on the water of your life. No matter what kind of water it is, it will always float and you can always rest. Some of you here today are weighted down with immorality and with guilt. If you are tired of not being where you ought to be spiritually, you are tired of trying to fight the battle of life by yourself and on your own, and if you would like to come to the one who can make your life to the full every day, then all you have to do is to come to Jesus Christ. He will forgive your immoralities. He will get rid of your guilt. He will ease your yoke. He will lift your burden. And he will give you a rest that will last the rest of your life. Amen. As we come to the communion, We are going to sing a beautiful and inspirational song, Oceans. Some of the lyrics goes like this. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, we won't be able to share the bread and take the cup as the gathering faith community. In today's communion, there are absence of sacred bread and juice, but I hope this communion may offer as a gift of prayer and unity to anxious and unrest people. Together, may we be God's humanity. We may exchange a sign of the peace by doing like this. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And also with you. This is a prayer of thanksgiving. For God not only created the earth and heavens, but all things that have lived and will yet live, the stories described by prophets and saints of past, present, and future dance together in reflection of God's own glory. For all life has an author. The author became known in the world, the one who came as Emmanuel, God with us, born as one with us, living among us, teaching, healing, weeping, and sharing with us. Living the life of compassion and justice, the word was rejected by the world and executed. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ's coming again has begun in the unfolding story of the Spirit of God, in the continual seeding of new spiritual life in every age and place. We see the work of the Spirit in the service and self-sacrifice of so many. We hear the song of the Spirit when people sing and hum. We breathe the breath of the Spirit, knowing some of breathing through the creativity of digital photocopying and scientific imagination. We wonder at our coming into a spiritual age previously unknown. Yet our story is grounded in the story of Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the risen Christ until he comes. In this empty plate, we choose to see the world's hunger. We remember that millions of people this day lack bread of communion, bread for breakfast, bread for life. We acknowledge that we ourselves hunger this day in ways that no earthly bread can satisfy. In this empty cup, we choose to see the world's thirst. We remember that millions of people this day lack wine for communion, fruit for juicing, water for life. We acknowledge that we ourselves thirst this day in ways that no earthly cup can quench. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Let us pray. Pour out the Holy Spirit on this empty plate and this empty cup, that they may be for us, even in their emptiness, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that we may take his life into our lives and be taken and blessed, broken and given for the world. Amen. Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. It is Christ who is the bread of life, who satisfies the hungry heart. It is Christ who is the cup of hope, who revives the thirsty. The gift of God for the people of God. In faith and hope, we hold out our empty hands. In these empty vessels and in our empty hands, we celebrate the mystery and wonder of the empty tomb. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We shall not seek God among the dead. We shall be bearers of hope among the living. We shall tell the story of healing and resurrection. Live then in the promise of resurrection life, knowing that the scattered community of God is placed in the world for the sake of the world. Glory to God and peace to all. Alleluia. Amen.
Good morning, church. My name is Josiah Finau, and I'll be leading you with this morning in the prayer of the people. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty, gracious, and loving God, what an amazing gift that you have blessed us with, the wonderful gift of prayer. It is a time where we come together to voice to you the blessings and concerns that is in our hearts and on our minds. Lord Jesus, we pray for our church, Lugano Picus Uniting Church, the minister, Ilwong, and his family. We thank you, Lord, for Reverend Ilwong. We thank you that you have blessed him with the heart that yearns to look after everybody, always putting his people and his congregation first. We thank you for his commitment, especially during this time. We thank you, Lord, for the chair of the church council, Pamela, and the church council. And we pray that the church council continue to seek you in times of trouble, for your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord Jesus, in making decisions for our congregation. We pray for Natalie and her team who organize mainly music every week. And we also pray for Jan and her team who organize Messy Church on semesterly periods. Heavenly Father, especially during a time like now, we pray, Lord, that you continue to work through Natalie and her team and also Jan and her team throughout the coming weeks. Lord, we pray for every single member of the Lugano Picus Uniting Church, from the elderly to the babies in our congregation. We pray for your continuous protection from the virus. We pray and ask for comfort, for strength, for peace, for unity amongst our homes and amongst each other. We thank you for the effort from the pastoral care team who check up on the members of the congregation. At this time, Lord, we lift up Denise and her family in prayer. We have sadly heard the news that our father John passed away this past Friday morning, and we pray that you may embrace them, Lord, with comfort and peace during this time. We give you thanks and praise, Lord Jesus, for Rob Lewis and the team who organize and distribute the online services every week. Especially during times like the present, we thank you, Lord, for their commitment and hard work to provide with the weekly online services. We pray for Richard and the Georges River Presbytery. We thank you for their hard work and commitment that Richard and the team have done in looking after the churches within the presbytery. We pray for your comfort, your peace, your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding be upon Richard and the Georges River Presbytery team. We pray for our leader, Scott Morrison, his cabinet, and his team of experts. We pray for your wisdom and your knowledge be upon them as they continue to lead our nation from this pandemic. And we pray that they continue to lean on you for your guidance through, Lord Jesus, through it all. Lord Jesus, I pray that as members of the congregation, may we continue to put our focus on you. May we continue to love one another, encourage one another, care for one another, and pray for one another. We pray and give thanks for all these things in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
After my church at home last Sunday, I have got a few photos from people, and here we are. And I guess some of you might have a time for fun as you made some of crafts demonstrated by Jan and Natalie. So please show them on our Zoom meeting after this online church. Zoom will be opened from 11 a.m. for 11:15 a.m. meeting. See you soon. There were a few birthdays during the last week. Lance on the 3rd, Adeline on the 5th. So happy birthday to Lance and Adeline. If I missed yours, then happy birthday to all of you. I have to tell you a sad news that Denise's father, John, passed away peacefully this Friday early morning. He was such a gentle and bright man, always smiled at people and being positive. More details about the funeral service will be announced later. Just wanted to remind you that we'll return to church worship gatherings and other church activities in 3 weeks from Sunday 26th of July. In terms of attending Sunday worship service, booking is required because of the limitation of numbers to be gathered in these worship spaces. So please contact Mary Bearable by phone or email on the bottom of the screen. If you have any questions, please contact your pastoral care leader. This is an end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email and or phone on the bottom of the screen. Now as we conclude the service, we may say to each other, go in peace, God loves you and I love you. This may be done by going around the circle or with each member of the family saying it to every other member of the family. So, saying again, go in peace, God loves you and I love you. If you are alone to watch this online church, then you may say yourself, go in peace, God loves me and I love you, God. Thank you for participating this online church today. And thank you for all those people who took part of the service. Thank you. I hope you have a very blessed day and week. See you next week. I got no word.